Nais lamang ng mga magulang na taga-Melbourne na sina Belinda at Warren Lewis ang pinakamabuti para sa kanilang anak, kasama ang paglimita sa anumang posibleng allergy sa pagkain na maaaring ma-develop sa kanilang pagtanda. Habang 9 linggo pa lamang simula noong isinilang ang kanilang kambal na supling, inaalam na ni Belinda ang pinakabagong impormasyon at pamantayan.
Like a trinate peanuts and everything to make sure they're getting all of that in their system.
Ang The Australasian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy ang pangunahing samahan sa Australia kaugnay ng allergy immunology. Huli nitong in-update ang feeding advice and guidelines for allergy prevention in infants noong taong 2010. Si Professor Diane Campbell ang chair ng Pediatric Committee ng Australasian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy. Ayon sa kanya, mayroong panibagong ebidensyang nagpapatunay na ang pagkonsumo ng ilang uri ng pagkain habang buntis o habang nagpapasuso o nagbe-breastfeed ay may ginagampan ng papel upang maiwasan ang mga tinatawag na food allergy.
Those foods that are really rich in omega-3 oils might help prevent the infants from getting eczema in the first year of life if they're eaten during pregnancy and also during breastfeeding.
Ayon naman kay Maria Said mula Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, kabilang sa pinakahuling pagbabago ang sumusunod.
Introducing baked egg before 8 months and introducing peanut before 12 months. However, if you do have a family history, it's important that you do this with the guidance of your doctor.
Sinabi ni Professor Diane Campbell ng tinatawag na allergic diseases ay higit na dumoble sa bilang sa mga kanluraning bansa nitong huling 2 dekada.
Australia, unfortunately, has one of the highest rates of allergic disease and food allergy in particular in the whole world. So it's very important to try and prevent all the allergic disease from developing that we possibly can.
May ilang mga teorya kung bakit nagkaroon ng pagtaas sa allergic diseases mula vitamin D deficiency sa unang taon ng sanggol hanggang sa tinatawag na hygiene hypothesis, kung saan minumungkahin nito ang nang exposure sa mga impeksyon sa batang edad ay naiugnay sa panganib na magka-allergy. Ngunit ayon kay Maria Said ng Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, patuloy ang pagsasaliksik sa mga nabanggit na teoryang ito.
We have no concrete evidence as to why the increase, but we've got windows of possibilities for the prevention, and we should really embrace them and do our best, understanding that some people are still going to have reactions.
At ito ang balak gawin ng ina na si Belinda.
I'll read everything and listen to everything. I wouldn't do anything to put my children at risk, especially, you know, when they're so young and their guts are so immature.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.